For all of its brutality, football offers moments of breathtaking beauty and motion, like when a quarterback completes the long arc of a pass, or when you watch old video of running back Gale Sayers. The Chicago Bears star did not smash through defenders. He moved, maneuvering out of seemingly impossible spots.
You can see him breaking away from that tackler. And watch the moves here. The quick move of Gale Sayers. He's off 85 yards for a touchdown, looking over his shoulder.
Many people saw a fictionalized version of Gale Sayers in the movie Brian's Song, but the real-life player was art in motion. Gale Sayers has died due to complications from dementia and Alzheimer's disease at the age of 77, and we're going to talk about his life with sports journalist Kevin Blackistone, also a professor at the University of Maryland. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How, if at all, did Gale Sayers change the game in the 1960s and 70s?
Well, he was a combination of speed and guile that the NFL had never seen. You know, previously, running backs were basically bruisers. They were strong. They ran over whatever was in front of them and then into the end zone. And then came this speedster from Kansas, the Comet, who not only could outrun everybody on the field, but would also make people look silly. He'd stick his leg out, you'd go to grab it, he'd move it, he'd be gone. He was a beautiful thing to watch.
But there's an irony that I want to talk about. He's so quick, he's not a bruiser, he's avoiding the tackles, and yet one does get tackled in football. He had a brutal career. It seemed like the Chicago Bears ran him into the ground, overused him, and he only lasted a few seasons before injuries ended his career.
Yeah, it was a very short career. It really only lasted 5 seasons. He had a horrible knee injury against the San Francisco 49ers. Miraculously, he came back and still was pretty good. And then the next year, he injured his other knee and then an ankle. And so for the last 2 years that he was in the NFL, he only played 4 football games.
Did he suffer from head injuries, head trauma of the kind we focus on now, but people didn't pay attention to then, it seems?
Yeah, his widow said that she started to notice a change in Gale back in about 2009 or 2010, that he wasn't himself. And she believes that certainly by 2013 that he had really begun to suffer the ravages of CTE, which eventually took his life. And so he joins a long, long list now of stars in this league who have suffered from this. And of course, those who have suffered from it, who have taken their own lives, like most infamously, maybe Junior Seau, the linebacker for the Chargers. So it is a sad demise. But you know, Steve, when his story appeared in that 1971 made for TV movie, Brian's Song, about his teammate, Brian Piccolo, who was his white teammate, white roommate, the first interracial roommates in the NFL, who was dying of terminal cancer. And that brought tears to me as a kid. And so to me, Gale Sayers was the first football player who really humanized football players. You had catharsis for his injury. You saw his tears in this movie. And here at the end, he dies from CTE. And that's what really strikes me about his art.
Kevin Blackistone on Gale Sayers. Mr. Blackistone, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.